The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenback tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Now, when I introduced the instructor you're going to hear in just a minute or so, here's what I said. Something kind of like this. For those of you new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USAprepares.com, experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're dentists and medical doctors and surgeons and engineers and broadcasters and CEOs and researchers and physicists and farmers and inventors, and we're students rising to become instructors. Then I said something like, I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor. He's a convicted rapist and a convicted murderer. And I really meant it. I was delighted to introduce Jeffrey Deskovic. And he is a convicted rapist and murderer. Now, he was wrongfully convicted at the age of 17 of the rape and murder of a classmate, a 15-year-old. Now, the government knew that his DNA did not match that of the actual perpetrator. They knew that. And the actual perpetrator went on to murder another young woman and a mother of two. But rogue police officers, prosecutors, and law enforcement types knowingly and maliciously accused, prosecuted, and eventually convicted Jeffrey Deskovic to those accused crimes that he did not do. This is USAprepares.com. Are you prepared to go to prison for a year for a crime you did not do? Mike Parsons is in prison right now, USAprepares.com instructor. He's in prison right now in Tennessee. Are you prepared to go to prison for 2 years for a crime you did not do? How about 16 and a half years in maximum security? That's what happened to Jeffrey Deskovic. I'm delighted, absolutely delighted, to be on the air with him. And we're going to name the names, and we're going to expose the crime of the government against Jeffrey Deskovic. Jeffrey, welcome.
Thanks for having me, as always, Vincent.
Jeffrey, you know, this is a serious matter, and you know, it gives me chills. Literally, I'm not making this up. It gives me chills talking about this. It curls my spine as I think about what the government has done to you when you were a young man at 17 years old. Why don't we start with that? Why don't we start with how? How did they pick on you? So Ms. Correa was murdered, and you were singled out. Why?
Well, the police theory was that they said originally attracted them to me was that they claimed that I was overly upset at the victim having been murdered, which I was upset. But then again, so this really shook up the whole city. There hadn't been a murder there in about 20 years, and it shook everybody up to the point where free mental health services were offered throughout the city. So they said I was overly upset at the victim having been murdered. Then they said that they had spoke to, they interviewed other students from the high school, and that some of them told the police they might want to speak to me because I was quite into myself. And then the third factor, they got a profile from the NYPD profiler who put together like a psychological profile of what he thought the characteristics of the actual perpetrator would be like. And apparently I matched that profile. So those three things I have the police focused on me.
Jeffrey Deskovic, a profile that you matched, was that because the profile said, well, this would be someone who would be upset?
It would be someone she knew, likely a student, Caucasian, and somebody, yeah.
Really?
I mean, it's a tough time. It's not anything at all legitimate. And as the report that studied my case afterwards said, that profile proved to be, quote, when they compare that profile to what the actual perpetrator was like, that it was, quote, unquote, wildly inaccurate.
Okay, so you were, this happened in New York. Tell us the county and the city, please.
County of Westchester, city of Peekskill. Approximately 25,000 people population.
So it's small city, 25,000. Okay, Peekskill, New York. Okay, so when you were brought in for questioning, what did they do? Did they were you brought in handcuffs, or did they say, hey Jeff, come on over here. We're going to give you a ride in a police car, take you downtown. We're going to get you something to drink and something to eat. What did they do?
Well, initially they intercepted me on my way to the high school, and they told me that they wanted to talk to me about the murder, and I told them I didn't know anything about it, and they wanted me to come down anyway just to help them out, and I told them that I didn't see how I could help them since I didn't know anything about it, but also they persuaded me to go to the police station. I met with them many times over the course of 6 weeks, and my interaction with them would always take on the following dynamic, that half the time they would talk to me as if I was a suspect, and the other half the time, when they would push us a little bit too far and I'd become frightened, they would start talking to me, as like I was their helper. They would say things to me like, kids won't talk freely around us, they will around you. Let us know if you hear any rumors. Stop in from time to time. So, I was this, deputized junior detective. That was the dynamic that they used, and they really took advantage of my naivete and, just being 16 years old. And so they did that for a period of six weeks, and eventually they asked me to agree to take a polygraph test, using like a pretzel type of logic. Well, we have new information in the file, which we want to share with you. It could be helpful if we could share it with you, but we can't unless you take and pass a polygraph. So help us to help you to help us type of thing. And that was how they got me to agree to take a polygraph. They drove me from the city of Peekskill in Westchester County. They drove me to Lieutenant Tumalo, who became Peekskill Police Chief, Detective McIntyre, Detective Levine. They drove me to the town of Bruce, which is in Putnam County, about 40 miles away. So now I didn't know where I was. My parents didn't know where I was. I wasn't given anything to eat the entire time I was there. They attached me to a polygraph machine. They played good cop, bad cop. The polygraphist himself was Daniel Stevens, was a Putnam County Sheriff's investigator who was dressed as a civilian. He was pretending not to be a police officer. He gave me countless cups of coffee. Which the significance of that is that the premise of a polygraph is when you tell a lie, you'll become nervous. The nervousness will result in an increased pulse rate, but it's the pulse rate which is measured by the machine, except that coffee and fear would also result in the increased pulse rate. So he used a lot of scare tactics. He invaded my personal space. He kept raising his voice at me, kept asking me the same questions over and over again. He kept that up for about seven and a half hours. And eventually, towards the end, he said, "What do you mean you didn't do it? You just told me through the test result that you did. We just want you to verbally confirm that." And that shot my fear, which was already pretty high, which was increasing according to the proportion of time I was there. That really shot my fear through the roof. And it was at that moment that Detective McIntyre, who was pretending to be my friend. He came in the room and informed me that the other officers were going to harm me, but that he was holding them off but couldn't do so indefinitely, that I had to help myself. And then when he added it, if I did as they wanted, then only would they stop what they were doing, but that I could go home afterwards. Being young, naive, frightened, 16 years old, not thinking about the long-term implications, instead just being my, in concern of my own safety in the moment, I took the out which they offered, and I made up a story based on information which they had given me in the course of their interrogation. By the police officer's own testimony, by the end of the interrogation, I was on the floor in a fetal position, crying uncontrollably. And needless to say, I was arrested.
Wow. So you were forced into a confession, a false confession, under duress, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, Jeffrey, do you think this happens to other people?
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind, yes. False confessions have been the cause of wrongful convictions in 25% of the approximately 315-320 DNA-proven wrongful convictions across the country, with particularly vulnerable populations being identified as people with mental health problems as well as youth.
Jeffrey, let me see if I understand. They kidnapped you and brought you for a polygraph test, right? They kidnapped you.
Yes. Yes.
They didn't tell your parents where you were. Your parents must have been worried out of their minds.
Well, because it happened on a school day, Vincent, they thought I was in high school, so they weren't worried in that they didn't know where I was.
Okay.
As far as they were concerned, I was in school.
All right. So then, you were interrogated under duress. You were given this polygraph, and then you were arrested. What happened next?
Now, the test results came in from the FBI lab showing that semen didn't match me, but instead of acknowledging they made a mistake, they continued to prosecute full speed ahead. Prosecutor George Bolin solicited fraud on the part of the medical examiner, Dr. Rowe, who 6 months after doing the initial autopsy, suddenly, for the first time, he claims that he found medical evidence to show that the victim, Ms. Correa, who had been in the country for about a year and a half, leading a really sheltered life where she didn't go out save accompanied by her older sister or her parents, that she found medical evidence to show that she had been sexually active, which opened the door for Prosecutor George Boland to argue to the jury that it didn't matter that the DNA didn't come from me, because it could have come from consensual sex. At the same time, my public defender...
Hold that thought. Jeffrey Deskovic, hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, can you imagine being accused of rape and murder, a crime that you didn't commit? Can you imagine having the full force of the government coming down on you as a 16-year-old? Can you imagine what the family, the Deskovic family, went through with the people who lived next door, the neighbors across the street, the neighbors down the street, the neighbors in the area, saying that, wow, Jeffrey Deskovic, you know, that guy that lived right with us, the guy that went to our school, he's a murderer and a rapist. And they'd believe that because that's what the media reported. That's what the government did to this young man. And there's an article in the New York Daily News, October 23rd. I'll just read a small part of it. It's written by Stephen Rex Brown. In 1989, a 15-year-old Angela Correa never returned to school after leaving to take pictures for a photography class. Her body was later found beaten, raped, and strangled. Investigators zeroed in on Deskovic, who showed up late that day for school. Authorities said he seemed obsessed with the case, further rousing their suspicion. Eventually, Deskovic was given three lie detector tests over the course of a 6-hour interrogation. He eventually confessed. He said on the stand this week in federal court in White Plains, New York, he was scared for his life during the ordeal. He was convicted in 1991 after prosecutors successfully argued that Deskovic did the deed. Despite DNA taken from the semen of the body didn't match Deskovic's. In 2006, he was cleared of the crime after DNA evidence taken from the victim cleared his name and pointed to another suspect, Stephen Cunningham. Cunningham subsequently confessed to the crime. So you have the neighbors believing that you're a rapist and a murderer. You have a guy named Cunningham who obviously knew all this and let you go to prison for it. You have the authorities making hay on your name. I'll bet you they all did very well after they prosecuted you, didn't they, Jeffrey?
They did. In fact, Lieutenant who oversaw everything, Lieutenant Tumulo, he wound up becoming the police chief in large part based on this case.
Mm-hmm. Is he still a police chief?
He's not, because he retired a year and a half ago. But even after I emerged as the municipality, the city of Peekskill, even after I emerged and his role became clear and lawsuit was filed, they stuck with him another 6 years, allowing him to retire on his own initiative.
He's a national disgrace. Jeffrey, well, I think it's time we tell our broadcast classroom how proud we are of you. You stuck with it, and you filed suit, and you won the largest sum in U.S. history. Tell us about the suit and what happened, please.
Yeah, I filed lawsuit against everybody that had hands in what happened, from Legal Aid Society of Westchester to my friend.
Jeffrey, you broke up a little bit. Can you repeat that, please?
They settled. I filed suit. From the part of the medical examiner.
Wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know it, class? We just lost Jeffrey Deskovic. Jeffrey, your communication with us just broke up as you were naming the names of those who were involved in prosecuting you and putting you in prison wrongfully for about 15 years. So, class, here's what happened. He was picked up. He was investigated. He was kidnapped. They profiled him. They profiled him incorrectly. They gave him coffee. He's never had coffee before that time. It was rigged. They were looking for somebody. Put a notch on their belts. And everybody did well. At the expense of Jeffrey Deskovic. Well, he won $41.6 million in his lawsuit. We're going to talk about that when we get him back. Right after this commercial announcement.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com. That's guns, the number 80.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Youngevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Jeffrey Deskovic is with us, and he was wrongfully imprisoned 16 and a half years. Jeffrey, you've been on ABC's Eyewitness News Up Close with Diana Williams.
You've
told the story. You were naming the names when we lost the connection with you. Would you like to go back and revisit naming those names? Who did the people? Yeah, did the people who were involved in your prosecution Everyone. Did they all do well? And I believe you said they did. And who are they?
Yeah, that was Daniel Stevens, the polygraphist. And the way he did well is that coincidentally, nod, wink, elbow, or not, he did quite a bit of pre-employment polygraph in Peekskill after his polygraph work on me. So he did well in that aspect. The two detectives, the McIntyre and Levine, they got a lot of glory for cracking this case, and the Lieutenant Tuvalo became the chief of police, and Prosecutor George Baldwin added to his reputation, and as did the medical examiner who moonlighted as a hired gun in neighboring counties. Whether the money flowed was the way his testimony went. It was never about anything scientific or objective with him.
Mm-hmm. How about the judge?
I had settled with everyone except for Daniel Stevens, only because he was the but-for person. Because if he didn't do what he did, then they wouldn't have been able to get a... He's the one who brought me to the precipice of a false confession. So without him, there would have been no confession. And that meant, Peekskill couldn't have made an arrest. The prosecutorial misconduct wouldn't have happened. The medical examiner wouldn't have been able to do what he did, nor would I have been able to be ill-defended by legal aid. So that was why I refused to settle with him and had to have the trial.
Mm-hmm. How about the judge? How well did the judge do?
He continued to serve on the bench. In fact, he's still a judge now. He's still a judge now.
Jeffrey, my understanding during the trial, or after the trial, one of the jurors made a statement to your attorney, and they're glad to see that you were out of prison because this juror thought you did not do it. But the jury found you guilty. What was that all about?
The juror said that it was 11-1 for conviction. She didn't think that I was guilty, but that the other jurors pressured her into switching her vote, and that part of the pressure was that they had sent a note out to the judge asking whether they would be sequestered over the Christmas vacation if they couldn't come to a verdict. The judge told them that they would, and the other jurors did not want to be sequestered over the Christmas vacation, so they pressed her and she switched her vote to ceding to that. So they said they could hurry up and get out of there and get to their families for Christmas vacation. And meanwhile, I got home till 16 years later.
Jeffrey, what's prison like?
I would describe it as a nonstop obstacle course featuring the guards, the prisoners, the civilians, all as obstacles to the ultimate goal, which is to, reverse the conviction, regain your freedom. Plenty of violence in prison, lots of gangs. Many of the guards themselves were not professional, lots of verbal abuse. You have zero control over everything. You're totally at the mercy of correctional authorities. You have very limited communication and access to information. It's the most powerless, most terrible environment I could ever imagine.
Jeffrey, if you were given carte blanche to repair or change the criminal justice system, what would you do?
Mandate videotaping interrogations from beginning to end. I would put in better identification procedures. I'd overhaul the public defender system. We would limit caseloads. Vincent, it's not uncommon for one public defender to simultaneously represent 120 people at the same time. I would have even playing field in terms of manpower and investigators and experts for a public defender. So the prosecution has an almost unlimited budget. The public defender has a very limited budget, often has to ask for judges to allocate discretionary funding, which is often denied. I'll have one statewide system, so to be oversight and quality control, so that people, lawyers who have rendered ineffective representation would not be in position to continue to do so. I would institute automatic discovery, which means when someone is arrested and arraigned, the prosecution would have to turn over all the information so that the defense attorney and the defendant would know what evidence is against them, so they could do an investigation and prepare defense instead of this evidence withholding that goes on. I would criminalize clear-cut intentional prosecutorial misconduct. I would remove prosecutorial immunity, which is a doctrine which, in a nutshell, says that no matter how egregious the wrongdoing engaged in by the prosecutor is, if it happens after an arrest has been made, then they're deemed to have done so as an advocate, and therefore you cannot sue them. I would change the law to make it mandatory as far as evidence preservation. If you've been lucky enough to have been wrongfully convicted in a case where there's DNA testable material, which is only 5 to 12% of all serious felony cases, the first hoop you have to go through is whether or not the evidence has been lost or destroyed. Those would be the changes, and I would get rid of capital punishment because of the obvious risk of executing innocent people.
Jeffrey Deskovic, in that line of thinking, I tried to get a bill introduced to the Missouri House of Representatives that would stop prosecutorial immunity, saying that all government employees would be responsible for their own actions and they would not be immune from prosecution. So I totally agree with every single thing you said, including that. And of course, this bill that I tried to get introduced, I was laughed at because it was a one-sentence bill. And they have no chance of becoming law because it's not complicated enough. We have lost our way, as you well know. Jeffrey, you won the largest sum in U.S. history, $41.6 million. What do you intend to do with... Well, first of all, will you receive all that?
No, I'm glad that you asked me that. No, nobody ever receives money like that. The way that it would have worked was that it would have been reduced by the trial judge, and then it would have went up on appeal where there's a bad decision from a federal case out of Boston in which the federal court judges said the uppermost limit that they could see, that would be justified to pay someone for wrongful incarceration would be $1 million per year. So it would have been reduced again. And then it would have been bounced in front of the back to the trial judge where the defendants would have then argued, well, these other players that did something to Mr. Deskovic, they had to pay X amount of money by settlement, and we want a further reduction. We want it proportioned out. So knowing what the lay of the land was in that, my lawyer put in place what's a mechanism which is not known about by a lot of people. It's called a high-low agreement, which basically means that no matter what Putnam County agreed, they would have to pay a certain minimal amount of money. And in exchange for that guarantee, there would be a maximum amount beyond which they would not have to, they wouldn't have to pay.
No.
Because I would have wound up with less than what the maximum was. I'll share with your listeners the figures, because it's a public record anyway. It hasn't been widely reported, but it has been out there in the news. Stuff. It was 6 and 10 was the agreement. So because I won the trial, that meant that Putnam has to pay 10, which is not to say I get 10, to say that they pay it, because I have to pay the expenses, and then after that, the attorneys take a third. So you really keep 55-60% of it.
Jeffrey, I'm sure that people are coming out of the woodwork as a result of this, and I'd like to say publicly that every cent that you will or have received is yours, and none of it belongs to anybody else. And if my brother-in-law won the lottery, I would congratulate him and say thanks very much. I would not say to him, "Hey, remember me? Well, I sure could use some of that too." None of that belongs to anybody but you. And you know, Jeffrey, let me ask you this: $10 million. Would you trade that $10 million for not having to experience any of this?
in a heartbeat, and I'll do you one better, Vince. I would not only give back the $10 million, but I would be willing to go into debt for the $10 million to have gotten my life back if I've never experienced any of it. It's not worth it. Just to crystallize, I miss births, deaths, weddings, holidays. I didn't get to go to the high school prom. I did not get to graduate high school. I didn't finish my education at a normal age. I'm not well into a career with on the way trying to get financial freedom. I didn't, by 40 years old, a lot of people have a family already. I miss all of those things, the natural development, the rites of passage, all those things. It's not merely the loss of freedom. It's the stuff that's lost. And then look at what you're replacing it with, you know, depression, hopelessness, helplessness, stress. You know, the frustration of being incarcerated for things something you didn't do, the stigma and mistreatment I faced in there because the other inmates and guards considered me to be a sex offender, even though I was innocent. And, you know, and the times I was physically assaulted and nearly lost my life. I mean, it's a monumental thing that we're talking about.
Jeffrey, let's build a hypothetical situation. Let's say you were going to apply for a job, okay? And you had an experience profile with... What do you put down for 16 years? Maximum security prison? And then... Let's talk about that for a minute when we come back. And this is USA Prepares. Class, are you ready to go to prison? Let's make sure you don't.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Americans, it's the end of the world as you've known it. Hi, this is Larry Crisp with Baby Boomer Back at Plan.com. And right now, if you're a middle-class American, you probably feel like you're being squeezed out of existence. As incomes drop, food prices rise, and job markets remain abysmal, how will you provide the cash flow you and your family need to survive? Every generation knows that the old plan of trading 40 hours a week for 40 years, then retiring to a golf course is a thing of the past. But while the traditional concept of retirement is fading, a new and exciting time of re-inspirement is emerging. You can find out how friends of mine from 25 to 85 years old have learned the secrets of creating cash flow and freedom they never dreamed possible in my free special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com. Yes, it is the end of the world as we've known it, but you'll be re-inspired by my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com. Call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, if you want to learn how to prepare and store matches for 20 years in a jar, we'll teach you that at the Get Prepared Expo. But we're way beyond that. If you want to learn how to make a temporary filling for your teeth, we'll teach you that. If you want to learn how to reseed a crown, we're going to teach you that, hands-on, at the Get Prepared Expo. If you want to meet Jeffrey Deskovic in his seminar, he's agreed to speak in person at the Get Prepared Expo. That's March 27, 28, and 29. More information is on the website, usaprepares.com. And if you want to see more about Jeffrey Deskovic, you go to Deskovic.org, D-E-S-K-O-V-I-C.org. You can also go to page one of usaprepares.com. And right in the center, the number one post, usaprepares.com, wrongfully convicted. And you'll be able to click on that, and it'll take you right to his website. And you'll see a picture in the upper left-hand corner of Deskovic.org. And it shows Jeffrey getting a hug. And his facial expression is going to tell you everything you need to know about the tragedy involved. Jeffrey, you were robbed of high school, but you went to college. Can you tell us very quickly about that, John Jay?
Yes. I graduated May 2013 with a master's degree from the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, which included a master's thesis written on the subject matter of the cause of wrongful convictions and the reforms needed to prevent them.
You know, Jeffrey, we're talking about, and congratulations. I'm so glad to hear that. If you had to present your experience profile, your resume to a prospective employer, how is it possible? How is it possible that someone would look at this and say, "Hey, Jeffrey, I don't see that you graduated high school here. Jeffrey, what'd you do for 16 years? 16 and a half years. Where have you been?
I would have to tell them I was wrong. I was wrongfully imprisoned. Here's my legal paperwork, and you can Google me.
Yeah, Jeffrey, even with that, even though you say and can prove that you were wrongfully convicted, I submit to you that you are still being looked at as well. Yeah, I know that they say that, but geez, how's that possible? Don't you think that would give you some minus points on that interview?
No question about it. There's a segment of the population that would question it, like you're saying, and then there's a second segment of population which would say something like, okay, we accept that you're innocent, but you nonetheless were there for 16 and a half years. How much of that actually rubbed off on you?
Yeah, there you go. And none of it was your fault.
Is it safe to have you around? Yeah, and it's frustrating because had this never happened to me, you know, no question about the safety of having me around or whether I'm violent or anything. I mean, I still feel like I'm still paying for the wrongful conviction, even now.
Well, Jeffrey, you know, you and I have not met in person. We've met on the telephone. We've met on the broadcast. And you're going to be staying at my home with my family for the expo. And some of my very best friends will be here. And Jeffrey, you are a hero. You are my hero. You really are. You are an inspiration to those of us who have been picked on by the system wrongfully. And you fought the system. And you put these thugs, these defective people, in their place. But you paid it an extreme price. I'm proud to call you my friend, Jeffrey Deskovic. Jeffrey, thanks so much for being with us. I'm excited about having you come to the farm and to the Get Prepared Expo.
Thank you very much. I'm happy again to have participated, and I'm looking forward to the expo and meeting you in person.
We'll see you there. Class, Jeffrey Deskovic, Deskovic.org. You can click on USAPrepares.com, page one, and go right to his website. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.